it needs to be rolled out nationally, absolutely. Certainly in the dairy industry perspective, our fellow dairy farmers in Queensland, Northern New South Wales, in the last 2 years have got significant issues with respect to the pricing they receive because of supermarket dollar a litre milk. They see no futures for themselves, so we've certainly got to roll it out nationally.
Australian dairy farmers is lobbying for that ongoing funding?
We will be. One of our key pre-election platforms was this. It's probably a bit later than we would wanted, but certainly it's positive. You know, the issues surrounding farmer health generally, we probably don't look after ourselves well enough. The issues of mental health, I think the issues in southwestern Victoria and in your area in Mount Gambier, I think about 2 years ago clearly showed that we need something like this for farmers.
Well, you're a dairy farmer yourself in Gippsland there. You've obviously been through tough times. Have you noticed that amongst your peers that there have been mental health issues?
Certainly at times, and we've certainly a close neighbour in recent years. There's been a suicide on that farm. So it is top of mind to recognise that when things are tough, you need to keep an eye on neighbours and make sure that you act as a community, I guess.
Why do you think there are those mental health issues in the dairy industry in particular?
I think what tends to happen is that when things get tough, we obviously put labour off. We continue to need to do what we need to do on a daily basis. Therefore, it puts enormous pressure on the family, the working hours, etc. And I think just people get to the stage where enough's enough and they just say we've got to have something different. A significant part of it is in educating our own farmers to recognise the fact that they've got an issue with themselves personally or someone within their family. I think rural women tend to take a lot of it on their shoulders because the guys tend to not talk about it, whereas women will. I think it's making people aware of what could happen if they get on the wrong side of the fence, if you like. We take these roles on. We're in our own businesses, but we've got to recognise the trigger points and how to deal with it.